Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
1954, Blue Note Records, the eminent J.J. Johnson, Too Marvellous for Words, J.J. Johnson on trombone, Wynton Kelly on piano, Charlie Mingus on bass, Kenny Clarke on the drums, and Sabu Martinez on the congas. We've reached the letter K, and this is Wynton Kelly on VJ Records from his album Kelly Great, and this is a Wayne Shorter tune, Mama G, and the lineup on here is Lee Morgan, trumpet, Wayne Shorter, tenor sax, Wynton Kelly piano, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. We are going from A as far as we can towards Z in Spinning Jazz this morning with me, Pete Evans, and we're paying tribute to my pal John May by going from A to Z through some classic pieces that we both enjoyed together, and I'm sure you're enjoying too. Just a quick mention as well that this Friday at the Three Tons pub in Sheffield from 5 o'clock till about 10:30, Brett Franklin organises his fantastic Into Something session on the first Friday of every month, and I'm going to be there this Friday the 3rd of October. I hope you'll join me there. I've got some records lined up to play for you, a variety of jazz and associated musics. It's always a wonderful atmosphere and a fantastic and interesting array of music covering rare groove, soul, Latin, bossa nova, and plenty of jazz and fusion, spiritual, modal, everything. All good, all quality stuff. That's the Three Tons in Sheffield on Friday evening from 5 o'clock. Do hope you can make it down there. Cadet Records, 1968, the sound of Harold Land and his quintet, title track from the album The Peacemaker, a beautiful piece of music. I'm sure it'll be recorded at the Annex Studios in Hollywood. And the personnel on there was Harold Land on tenor saxophone, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Joe Sample on piano, Buster Williams on bass, and Donald Bailey was playing the drums. Next up, Jackie McLean and a prestige album called 4, 5 and 6, which refers to the fact that he's playing in a quartet, quintet and sextet setting. This is a quartet and it is Sentimental Journey, and it's Jackie on alto saxophone accompanied by Mal Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins on bass and Arthur Taylor is playing the drums. And it's good morning to Sol, Nicola, Dave and Stu and all your families. Hope you're all well this morning. And once again, hello to Karen, Dan, Katie, Emma and Izzy and all John's family as well. We are celebrating the music influenced by the great man on My Tastes, and I hope you're enjoying our journey from A to Z. Thank you. the incredible Stolen Moments from 1961 on Impulse Records, Oliver Nelson, the album The Blues and The Abstract Truth, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Eric Dolphy on flute, Oliver Nelson on tenor saxophone, Bill Evans on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Roy Haynes was playing the drums. Well, I couldn't pay tribute to John without including some Charlie Parker, and we've reached the letter P, so I'm going to play something from The Genius of Charlie Parker, number 5 on Verve Records, part of the Clef series. Charlie Parker plays Cole Porter. This is I Get a Kick Out of You, and the instrumentation on this one is Parker on alto saxophone, and he's joined by Roy Haynes on the drums. Jerome Darr is playing guitar, Teddy Kotick's on bass, and Walter Bishop Jr. is on piano. Going to follow that up with a piece from the Mercury album. The Max Roach Quartet plays Charlie Parker. The quartet is Kenny Durham, trumpet, Hank Mobley, tenor sax, Nelson Boyd on bass, and Max Roach playing the drums. And we're going to hear Billy's Bounce. It is Spinning Jazz. It's Pete Evans. And it's a two-hour thank you to a great pal of mine who would have been 90 today and celebrating his fantastic life and a legacy that has changed my life completely, the great love of jazz music, which is something that I'll be forever grateful to John for. And this is just a small token of my love and gratitude to the great man. Thank you.
Ha ha ha!
2 hours has absolutely flown by. I've managed to get to S and T, didn't quite get to Z, but yeah, missed out O and I. But other than that, we've gone through the alphabet in tribute to John, and I'm going to finish off with a piece from Clark Terry on the Candid label. But before that, something that absolutely epitomises the sound of John's record collection, Horace Silver's Quintet from 1957 on Blue Note Records, an absolute favourite. The album is The Stylings of Silver. It was his fourth 12-inch album on the label, and this is a tune called The Backbeat, and it features Art Farmer on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor saxophone, Horace Silver on piano, Teddy Kotick on bass, and Lewis Hayes at the drums. Just remains for me, Pete Evans, to say thanks for listening. I'll be back next week, and if you're in the Sheffield area on Friday night from 5 till about 10:30, I will be down at the Three Tons with Brett Franklin, Claire Calvis and friends, playing a selection of fabulous music, which I hope you can join me for. In the meantime, take care, good luck, good health, peace.